Question 4. Now, economic growth should be a value-neutral means toward the real goals, meeting everyone's basic needs and creating healthier communities, greater equality, cleaner energy, sturdier infrastructure, more vibrant culture, etc. For a long time, growth did contribute to those fundamental goals, although it's important to remember that growth in some places has too often required the exploitation of others. A century ago, when we still had vast stretches of open land, the growth model brought roads and houses and central heating and full bellies. Now, in much of the world, we have those things. In fact, we do have enough stuff to meet the basic needs of everyone in the world. It's just not distributed well enough. We have a shortage of sharing rather than a lack of enough.